This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. will now use a new set of policies to discourage illegal immigration while offering more legal pathways to the U.S., the AP's Donna Warder.
Human rights advocate Adriana Hasso tells KGTV that last week it was mostly men, but now families are coming, now that Title 42 is ending, which allowed the U.S. to quickly expel migrants to Mexico during the pandemic.
We are seeing a lot more females with children.
But now there are new rules. The Biden administration is denying asylum to migrants who arrive at the U.S. border without first applying online or pursuing protection in a country they passed through to get to the U.S.-Mexico border. Families who cross the border will face curfews and monitoring. The head of the household will wear an ankle bracelet as her cases are heard within 30 days. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump did answer some questions about the woman who accused him of rape as he appeared last night on CNN's Town Hall. The AP's Ben Thomas with this.
Jurors awarded columnist E. Jean Carroll $5 million in damages, and while they rejected her claim of rape, they found Trump responsible of sexual assault and defamation. Asked about the case, Trump claimed his poll numbers had gone up and repeated his statements that he didn't know and had never met Carroll, though at least one photograph has surfaced of them together. He dismissed a question about whether it would affect his standing with female voters, instead launching into a recounting of Carroll's claims in a mocking voice, disparaging her as a whack job. I'm Ben Thomas.
More Americans are applying for unemployment. Last week's number rose to the highest level in a year and a half, though the labor market is still in good shape by historical standards. And new data on wholesale prices is the latest sign that inflationary pressures may be easing. This is AP News. Now a birth control pill available for years is on the verge of becoming more easily available. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
Advisors at the Food and Drug Administration approved the sale of a decades-old birth control pill without a prescription. Perrigo's O-Pill would become the first contraceptive medication sold over-the-counter. The recommendation came at the close of a meeting focused on whether women could safely and effectively take the pill without professional supervision. A final FDA decision is expected in the summer, and Perrigo says if that happens, sales of O-Pill could begin by the end of the year. Catholic groups, including the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, oppose the move, saying women should be evaluated by a doctor before getting O-Pill. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Something new in Spain. Spain says it plans to ban outdoor work during periods of extreme heat. Spain was hotter last year than since record-keeping started in 1961. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.